This slide shows a diagram incorporating both eosinophilic and neutrophilic inflammation that can be present in patients with severe type 2 CRS with nasal polyps. On the left side of the slide, you see the eosinophils being activated by bacteria or other injury, in this case, Staph aureus. They release these extracellular traps and deposit their charcoalidin crystals, which help to fight the infection, but also activate tissue inflammation locally. On the right side, we see neutrophils responding to infection and to bacteria through, again, releasing extracellular traps, but also contributing oxidative burst and other toxic enzymes, which lead to tissue remodeling. These two pathways come together as they're influenced by the type 2 immune response and can actually recruit each other to the site of the damaged tissue.